And they were going to judge me naturally. They said, now this guy is an enemy. And as an enemy, how is he going to try to get out of it? Or how is he trying to going to convince us about his case? So I said, I have Mooney. Psychologically, there is a greater reason that there is an impediment. I have no impediment of the tongue, though I'm speaking a foreign language. English is not my mother tongue, number one. Number two, that the audience is not receptive, to put it mildly. They're not a receptive audience. They want to know now, they want to put you to the test. So I said, I have no need for this prayer, and I offered the prayer of the holy prophet Moses. And he came as a shock. I am uttering the prayer of the hero, Moses, as contained in the Holy Quran. So saying, I said, you see, in our language, when we take the name of the holy prophet Moses, we never say Moses. It's an insult. Talking about the holy prophet Moses, if we say Musa, in our language we say Musa. If a learned man, he speaks about this mighty messenger of God, the Musa alayhi salam, Moses, or Jesus, and say Musa or Isa, we will kick him out. In any gathering, that man is an uncouth barbarian. How can he take the name of a mighty messenger of God by saying Musa, Dawood, Suleiman, Isa? We have to say Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, revered Moses, may peace be upon him. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, revered David, may peace be upon him. Hazrat Suleiman alayhi salam, revered Solomon, may peace be upon him. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, revered Jesus, may peace be upon him. This is how we take the names of the prophets of the Bani Israel. Without saying Hazrat, revered, without saying peace be upon him, the man is an uncouth barbarian. And we are so close to the Jews. We are. We give our children Jewish names. My eldest son is Ibrahim, same as Abraham. My youngest son is Yusuf, same as Joseph. My brother-in-law is Musa, same as Moshe, Moses. We say, Dawood, David, Suleiman, Solomon. We are giving our children Jewish names. Why? Because we are not racist. To us, these are not Jewish names. These are the names of the righteous servants of God. And we are proud to give such names to our children. What is the difference between you and me? Between the Jews and Muslims? What is the real difference? I said, you Jews, you say that God Almighty is absolutely unique. He has no partners, he has no sons. God is not seen at any time. No man can see God and live. And we give our hand of acceptance to the Jews that we believe as you believe. The Jew says, no eating of the flesh of swine. We say we won't eat it. The Jew says, no eating of blood. We say we won't touch it. The Jew says, circumcision. We say we are all circumcised. What more do you want? We would say that Islam is Judaism made universal. It's the same religion on a universal level. You have to be born a Jew to be a Jew. The Jew has to be born a Jew to be a Jew. Islam says anybody, everybody, ahlan wa sahlan, come, you are welcome into this fellowship of faith, into this brotherhood. Anybody, everybody. It's the same religion on a universal level. What is the fight about? We are so close, wallah, we are very close. In our dietary law, in our concept of the divinity. The only real difference is that though we Muslims accept all the Jewish prophets as our prophets and all the heroes as our heroes, I'm talking about the biblical ones. We're not talking about the modern ones, we don't wear the war. All the biblical heroes, the heroes are our heroes and the prophets are our prophets. What is the difference? The only difference is that though we accept all the prophets, they will not accept one of ours. That's all. That is the difference. That's a dividing line. But even that is not causing conflict. We have been living together with the Jews. The Jews the most noblest part of the history that ever took place was under the Muslims in Spain. You ask the Jews, the golden age of the Jews, your golden age, your Moses Maimonides, where did he live, who was he, under whose protection was he? He said, under the protection of the Muslims in Spain. The golden age of the Muslims was the golden age of the Jews. When we fell, they fell. We have been going together. For the past 1,000 years and more, there had not been a single riot against the Jews in any Muslim land. No Muslim land, no Muslim at any time said, kill the Jews because they are Jews. No, did the Jews say, kill the Muslims because they are Muslims. They lived in peace and harmony. The first time that the conflict starts is in 1918. When the British government and the Lord Balfour, they make a declaration that now they're going to make Palestine into a Jewish home. For the first time, the Arabs wake up. They were a nomadic people, looking after sheep and goats, simple, uneducated people, poor people. They lived in this country of Palestine. They didn't even know that they were a nation. They were the creations of Allah. And the world was Allah's. The earth was the Lord's and the fullness thereof. In 1908, the Jews came and started Tel Aviv, started building Tel Aviv. What did the Palestinians, the Muslims, the Arabs, what did they say? Nothing. Nothing. Not, they didn't murmur. So what are these Jews doing? Nothing at all. So look, this country is vast and there is a piece of land there and our cousins, they are coming and they're building a city. Good luck to them. Good luck to them. This whole earth is Allah's and everything in it is Allah's. So if our cousins come along and take advantage of that piece of land, nothing more. Let them have it. And they had it. No complaints. No murmur. This is the act. Now, for the first time, he finds out that this country, now his home, will be made into a Jewish home. So he started to protest. He said, no, this is mine. He's becoming aware that he's a nation, he's a community. But he is outwitted, outmatched at every step. He is not as sophisticated as a Jew. The Jew has brushed his wits against the Germans, against the French, against the British, against the Danes, against the Swedes, against the Poles, against the Russians. And now he goes into this part of the Middle East where the poor Arab is an uneducated farmer, Falahi. And he is simply outwitted, outmatched. So the trouble starts. But I said there has not been a single riot in any Muslim land against the Jews. An individual Jew might have killed an individual Arab. And an Arab could have killed a Jew. It happens all the time. Brother kills brother. But as a people, as a nation, killed a Jew because he's a Jew. What Hitler did, the Muslims never did. And not one Jew was killed for that reason. So kill him because he's a Jew. They killed 6 million Jews because they were Jews. The Muslims never killed a single Jew. Like this, difference of opinion, fight, brawl, and you stab one another, he kills you, you kill him. That's understood because brothers do kill brothers. But as race, no racial conflict. So I said, now look, we are so close together.